What if you woke up this morning, opened up the newspaper, or turned on the TV to your favorite local news channel and saw this? The current administration found criminal and corrupt. Impeachment will take place this week, and all administrative officials who have continuously broken the laws of our constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4, will be tried, convicted, and brought to justice. Would you not be shocked? I know I would, but why is that? Because American citizens have fallen so far from our constitutional republic and what our founding forefathers established. Oh, and by the way, believed by fighting and bleeding and dying for, that we think a simple thing such as justice, where you let the punishment fit the crime, is impossible. I'm reminded of the true story of William Wallace, and most of you know him as Braveheart. He was told by the nobles of Scotland that it was impossible to defeat the tyrannical King of England and his little minions, which held Scotland in captivity to their tyrannical ways.
I will invade England.
They were told that they could not defeat them because there was too many, they were too strong in every way for Scotland.
Invade! That's impossible!
Why? Why is that impossible?
Or so it is they thought. But one man, William Wallace, he knew more than the nobles of Scotland. He knew that freedom was not a gift granted to them by mere men or a tyrant king, but freedom was a right guaranteed to every man by God.
There's a difference between us. You think the people of this country exist to provide you with position. I think your position exists to provide those people with freedom. And I go to make sure that they have it.
Freedom was not a thing to be stripped away from the common people because a tyrant rose high above them with a vast army. Freedom was God ordained and Christ bought. The people of Scotland outnumbered, outmatched, starving, and without even the proper weapons to fight with, followed William Wallace into battle. And although it was a high cost to pay, namely the life of William Wallace himself, they won their freedom and were delivered from the tyrannical King of England. Well, how could this be? How could the starving commoners defeat a skilled, well-trained, heavily armed army? It was because their freedom was more precious to them than anything else in the world, and that they would rather die than have it taken away from them. Their resolve was as iron because they were willing to follow one man who believed. He hoped against all odds, believed God for the impossible, and look at the results. Now take that to America, the nobles, or shall we say congressmen and women, who will not stand up against the crimes that have befallen we the people from this current administration. They have titles and positions in which they don't want to lose, much like the nobles of Scotland in the day. But the tyrannical King of England was not defeated by the nobles. The King of England was defeated by the people. Where are the William Wallaces of today to lead the way? I'm sure there could be thousands of men and women just like William Wallace if they would only step up to the plate, speak out, and do that which God has placed within their hearts to do. You say, America needs leaders. Well, what about you? America needs honest men and women in government. Well, again, what about you? America needs godly men and women to speak from the pulpits and churches to proclaim God's law and true love and demonstration once again. Well, what about you? If you're waiting for someone else to do the job that you're called to do, it's never going to happen. Most of the time, if you're going to want to get something done, you're going to have to play the man or woman and get the job done yourself. The Lord will provide the people. He's just looking for the Joshua and the Calebs who will believe the good report and take the land that the Lord already promised to give them. The Lord is looking for the Esther, willing to go before the king at the risk of her own life to save her people. The Lord is looking for Daniel, who was unwilling to bend and bow to the decree of the king and was faithful to pray to his God and his God alone. The Lord is looking for a Moses who went directly to the face of Pharaoh and said, "Let my people go."
Let my people go.
Are you one that the Lord is looking for? Are you a man or a woman who has deliberately diverted from the call of God in your life? I know I'm speaking to some who are running, but remember, you can run, but you cannot hide. Justice doesn't need to be something we only dream about that in reality will never happen. Justice brought forth to establish righteousness, Isaiah 59, can be the reality that we leave to our children.
Test of a Christian character is what he does after he comes to the blockade in the road, and what his attitude is after everything has left him except Jesus. You will never know down here that Christ is all you need until Christ is all you have left. You will never be able to tell the world for sure what he will do in a crisis unless you learn to live in crisis. Lester Roloff. President Franklin Pierce was right when he stated that the storm of frenzy and faction must inevitably dash itself in vain against the unshaken rock of the Constitution. How right he is. President James Knox Polk said, "One great object of the Constitution in conferring upon the President a qualified negative upon the legislation of Congress was to protect minorities from injustice and oppression by majorities."
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoppers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, coming at you live. If any time you want to call in, 281-845-4704. Please stick to the topic, 281-845-4704. If you want to check us out on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, 10 to 15 articles over there, as are the morning broadcast and the afternoon broadcast found over there on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe. Also, beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page. And if you want to know who we are and you're a first-time listener, please check us out at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Let me say it again, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Spell it all out, and you're going to see what we have been doing for the last 25 years. It's Christianity in action, because there is no other version of Christianity. It's always in action. Jesus isn't walking around with a bracelet on it that says, what would Jesus do? No, it is, what is Jesus doing? Right? We walk by faith, not by sight, and we serve a living God. Again, there's none other name under heaven whereby men might be saved. His name is Jesus Christ, the Son of the Most High God. Again, one more time, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you want to call in, 281-845-4704. Also want to let you know too, folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that, we follow the Christ here, as I said, and I continuously reiterate it for the very purpose that it gets into your heart so you understand who our Lord is. John 14:6, 1 Corinthians 11:1, 1 Timothy 2:5, the list goes on. Folks, let's hit this, because what we're going to be talking about is people are fighting back. They have no choice. Hey, folks, the enemies that are being made right now in this country, at least the ones that I know of, they're not the kind of enemies that you want. You push them up against the wall, you take away everything that they have, and what kind of an enemy do you suppose that you're going to be creating in that process, the ones that you're getting right now? One of the things that I continuously say on this show over and over and over again is, let their cruelty swell our ranks. Well, friends, they are swelling our ranks. And it reminds me of what it says over in Exodus. And I'm going to go over there really quick because I hope that you guys go over there when I make reference to it and or you write it down after I declare it by the Holy Ghost. And the reason I'm bringing that up, friends, is because when you look at Exodus, Exodus chapter 1, verse 12, what does it say? The same thing I just told you. Let their cruelty swell our ranks. It tells us, but the more they afflicted them, the children of God, the more they afflict them, the more that they continuously usurp them, try to enslave them, the more they lie to them, the more they steal to the, from them. What does the Bible say? The more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied and grew. And they were grieved because of the children of God. So let them do their worst, friends, because it's exactly what they're doing. And by the way, it's what they're going to continuously do because the American people still haven't learned the lesson that you just let bad guys alone. No, because when you let them alone, do they leave you alone? Absolutely not, friends. And I want to show you just that. I'm showing people right now on social media platforms a post by a guy named by the name of Mark Bischofsky. And what's interesting is it highlights a water polo player, 15 years old, just dies unexpectedly at a tournament in Miami. An unfathomable loss. I want you to all understand it's still going on. They're not reversing none of this. They're not bringing justice upon the heads of the CDC, or the NIH, or the WHO. Oh, wait a second. Did I say the WHO? Again, I want you to look at this 15-year-old son that is now gone. Because they said that he had to take a bioweapon that took his life. Contrary to scripture, Leviticus 17:11, and put that up against the New Testament in John 10:10, the second part of that scripture as well. We have one more son that is lost, friends, and we are our brother's keeper. And if we don't stand up against what's going on, this is what's going to happen. We go over to Breitbart now, and Breitbart is highlighting the fact that the WHO chief pandemic treaty draft only one article away from completion. Okay? This was sent over to us just yesterday because it was posted just yesterday. Folks, while you're going back to sleep, the Bible tells us in Matthew 13:25 that when men slept, Americans are sleeping with their eyes wide open, and I'm sorry if you're not one of them, then again, we're in this together and we're plowing the same row, your row, my row, but the same direction as we follow the Christ. But I do want to let you know that Americans are sleeping with their eyes wide open, in contrast to what our forefathers and those that protested crime since the inception of this country, where they used to use those flags. You know the one with the snake on it? You know, the Gadsden flag, and it's coiled up. And did you know that snakes' eyes are always open? And many of the billboards concerning those that were protesting corruption in our government since its inception would have on their billboards, "Our eyes are wide open." Yeah, they were awake. Americans today are asleep because what they've been told by their favorite politician, right? And so what are they doing? They're sleeping with their eyes wide open because all of that, which has been promised in making America great again, is not happening. As a matter of fact, just the exact opposite once again. Now, folks, some will say, well, Bradley, there's some things that are being done that are good. Of course, those some things that are being done that are good are merely there to appease you, nothing more, nothing less. Now, these are the things that we want to put to the forefront because these are the things that they want to keep you distracted from, okay? By the way, the head of the WHO, okay, they want to go ahead and garner control over the world, just so you know. The Director General of the World Health Organization, the acronym WHO, Tedros, I'm not even going to try saying this guy's last name, he probably can't even say it, announced on Monday that a final draft of a proposed pandemic agreement is only one article away from completion. Now, all of those guys that haven't been dealt with concerning the last pandemic and that crisis where they depopulated through a genocide over 20 million people that we know of, they're still, what they're doing now, friends, is they're rearing up again and they're already predicting another crisis, another pandemic. And remember, the pill in the jam is who is profiting from the pandemic or crisis that they create. You sit there and you allow them to do it and get away with it. They're going to go ahead, regroup, and do it all over again. Read Isaiah 28, verse 18, 21, verse 7 of Proverbs, Isaiah 26, 9. Go over to Isaiah 59. Read the whole chapter as well. And also Isaiah 51, verse 4. Not in that order, but that's how it came out. And you're going to understand our responsibility before God, because if we fail to do so, well, we're just going to get more of this, friends. And guess what we're getting? Just more of this. I got more to say on that topic. We'll be right back. Hello, WPNN 790 AM and 103.7 FM. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Just a quick heads up and invitation. We are coming back to Pensacola to face off with them that didn't want you to hear what it is that they have failed to preach. We're going to be at Sonny's Barbecue, 630 North Navy Boulevard in Pensacola, Florida, Friday, April 25th at 6 p.m., and we hope to see you there.
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Boolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Let us not be found amongst the common herd, friends, as you are to be the compeers of angels. Nay, as you are far higher than they, and one with Christ, and as the precious blood has been your ransom price, walk as becometh saints.
BBSRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can find us there on social media platforms. And again, if you want to call in at any time, we would love to hear from you. That number is 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Just keeping you focused on, folks, what the mainstream media means to keep your eyes off of, okay? And what am I talking about? Well, I just highlighted the fact that we had another 15-year-old kid. Let me say it again. Somebody's son, 15 years old, that just suddenly dropped dead. Because at some point in the road, he was told by his school, right, you better get a shot because if you don't, then you're not going to be able to come to school. Well, guess what, friends? Just for the record, if you think that one through, they want those kids in public school all day long. It's not about education. If that was the case, there wouldn't be over 700,000 students every year that can't read their own graduation diplomas. No, they want the kids in public schools because that's how they get their federal funding. Okay? You pull the kids, it's all over for the New World Order. Just so you know. But aside of that, friends, remember over the last 3 and 4 years, we were told through what they call soft tyranny is tyranny. That's enough. Through totalitarian methods, ruling by force, telling everybody you better get the bio shot because if you don't, this is what's going to happen. 20 million people now gone. Is there a family in America that hasn't felt loss? I don't know of one. But yet again, I want to make sure that you understand that this is on the forefront because all day long, people are losing family members all across the country. And simultaneously, what are they doing? They're garnering more control and authority over the lives of the people. All unconstitutional. Yes, it's null and void. But folks, you need to understand what a totalitarian system of government is. It's a government by force. That is what has become of what you see through a representative set of representatives throughout the halls of government today in this country. Folks, they don't have within their own minds and their own hearts that they're there to serve the people. No, not at all. The American people have been giving them a green light and a pass and permission to go ahead and give the message that we now serve them rather than them serving us. Maybe some Americans need to take the time to read what the Constitution, namely the Declaration of Independence, declares unto us. Our rights come from God, not the generosity of the state. My goodness, folks, and I'm going to get to that in just one moment, but I just highlighted the fact that more people are dying, okay? And of course, this is a three-day country. People are paying attention to something for 3 days, and I'll tell you what, corruption depends upon the American people and their short-term memories so they can keep inundating them concerning new topics all day long. And let me ask you something. And if you want to call in and add to takeaway, fantastic. 281-845-4704. What is the majority of the news that you receive today through the propaganda outlet and the useful idiots? What is it? Them highlighting the crimes of the said representatives that are supposed to uphold the law, not transgress the law, 1 John 3:4. Isn't that amazing how backwards the American people have become? Let me go to the next point. WHO chief, pandemic treaty draft only one article away from completion. In other words, they're already predicting another crisis that they create. Remember the last ones that created the last crisis, like Anthony Fauci, who, by the way, has been doing this for decades, as if to suggest he's just going to go away on his own while the people withhold the commandments of God and enforcing the law against him and his crimes, as if to suggest that he's above the law or he's a demigod. I mean, that's all treasonous Joe had to do is just give him a pardon and everything goes away. And what does Donald Trump do? He comes in, keeps pushing the narrative. Where's the justice, Americans, that guards our liberties? Where is it? Where are all those that are responsible for this last crisis that was created? Where's the justice and judgment? Well, how could it be otherwise when the one that the American people ushered right back into the people's White House is calling himself the father of the vaccine? And can you make it up? Nope, you cannot. Again, do your best to overlook the 1,300 other presidential candidates that were completely overlooked, censored, and or illegally suppressed concerning who they were to the public as real options. But what was given to you? Well, the lesser of two evils. Hey, let me say it this way. Of the lesser of two evils, choose neither because they're two wings to the same bird. Okay? As you're beginning to find out. Well, some will say that's not all that bad. I mean, the WHO talking about another pandemic treaty draft only one article away from completion. You know, what's the big deal? It's all forecasting. Hey, folks, there's nothing in politics that doesn't first happen. That's not first planned. I didn't say that. Roosevelt said that. Am I saying that they're in control of the events that take place worldwide? Not all of them. But I am telling you, folks, that every event that does take place, isn't it interesting how they continuously create more laws to attack the people that they're supposed to, what? Uphold. And that's not what they're doing at all. Well, does it stop there? Absolutely not. I just wanted to show you this. This is brand new, too. April 14th, day and a half old, 12:20 p.m. it was given. Trump administration now fast-tracking a controversial self-amplifying mRNA vaccine for H5N1 bird flu. How's that making America great again for you, friends? You know, has anybody been paying attention to what the governors have been doing throughout the United States? I mean, again, we can go back to Ron DeSantis. He sold to you as a freedom fighter, right? But he came up with something called SB 2006. for the next plandemic. And I said plandemic. Put that up against Jeremiah 11:9 because conspiracies are very real. Matter of fact, I want to say this to the new listeners. These aren't conspiracy theories. As a matter of fact, we've run out of all of our theories because they've come true now. We need new ones. Well, I'm giving you another one because they're going to bring in another crisis sooner or later. Just ask those that you tolerate, Americans, like Bill Gates. Just ask Anthony Fauci. Just ask all of those grillers on the right side of our government, as if to suggest it ever existed constitutionally, that never brought down the hammer and brought these criminals to justice. That never happened. Nope, that's all you were, is appeased. By who? The pacifists, the great American appeasers, all of your favorites in federal government. Those that are bringing about these congressional hearings and raising millions of dollars but not doing their job by dropping the hammer upon the heads of the guilty. But I'll tell you what, when it comes to the guilty, that's all you have to do is look to January 6th, friends, where they create enemies out of the people. That's totalitarianism. See, these scoundrels are now using the law against the law to do what? To incriminate the American people. Oh, but Donald pardoned them. But wait a second. Who allured them? Who led them? Who entrapped them? How was it that they ever went to jail in the first place? Now the American people, and I praise God for every one of them, now that they're out, they're bringing lawsuit after lawsuit after lawsuit against these criminals that illegally incriminated them in the first place. Okay? There's a little rant for you, friends, but I'm telling you what, I am sick and tired of the injustice. I am sick and tired of every time something goes bad, it's aimed at our God-given rights. I mean, as if to suggest, let's talk about the Second Amendment for a moment. Someone makes the choice to go out and commit a crime. By the way, if you pull the curtain back on the person committing the crime, why don't you go ahead and look at his criminal record that preceded the crime that he finally got in trouble for? Because he's done it a plethora of times. His criminal record or her criminal record is that person is tall. They're repeat criminals. They go out, they pick up a gun, they commit a crime. What's the government do? The first thing they do is blame the gun for the crime. Not the person that they raised up, Luke 7:35. Not the one that Hollywood taught how to commit the crime. And then right a hand in glove. Simultaneously, there's the Supreme Court to sit there and say, hey, it's freedom of speech. They can go ahead and promote crime. Hey, really? How's that working out for you today, friends? But going back to the Second Amendment, isn't it interesting how they want to continuously blame the gun for the act of the one that made the choice to pull the trigger? And who do they deal with? They want to get rid of the guns. And who's it aimed at? You. It's always aimed at you. Hey, folks, you're being blamed for the crimes of the criminals. And who's blaming you? Your said representatives. And don't think for one moment they're not trying to disarm you right now because they're fast at work. Why don't you just ask Pam Bondi? Now, let me go back to the point that I was making concerning what we have right in front of us. Trump administration fast-tracks controversial self-amplifying mRNA vaccine for H5N1 bird flu. He's fast-tracking another vaccine, people. Okay? Did they deal with the corrupt? Nope. Are they pushing the poison again, the bioweapons again? Yep. Just like we were told they were going to do it. Just ask them. Don't ask me. But I just brought up Ron DeSantis' name in Florida. You all are aware, again, as he sold to you as an American, right? A freedom first kind of a guy, right? That goes to Israel and promotes hate crimes there and then comes back here and promotes them against Christians because that's what it's about. He created something called SB 2006. And what it does is it gives the state of Florida just permission to go ahead and quarantine at will and vaccinate against the people's will. Cross-check me, prove me wrong. 281-845-4704. We'll be right back.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at brighteonradio.com.
Doug Hagman here, host of the Hagman Report, author, career investigator of three decades. I once wondered if there was anyone out there who could guide our current and future generations to a value of the nation past and the reverence to God and our Judeo-Christian values. Well, I found that man. His name is Bradley Dean. He's the host of the nationally syndicated radio broadcast show, The Sons of Liberty, and he's a dynamic speaker. Folks, help us restore our greatness. Listen to Bradley Dean, The Sons of Liberty. Book him for your next conference, assembly, or other event. Do it today.
It's called sowing a thought. Sow a thought and reap an act. Sow an act and reap a habit. Sow a habit and reap a character. Sow a character and reap a destiny. Remember, friends, God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Galatians 6, 7, and 8. Charles Spurgeon rightly stated that no man is perfectly clean till he accepts absolute purity as the standard by which he is to be judged. Interestingly enough, we find in Acts 17:31, it states, because he has appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man, Christ Jesus, whom he hath foreordained. Wherefore he hath given assurance unto all men, and that he hath raised him from the dead. Benjamin Rush was right when he stated, controversy is only dreaded by the advocates of error. Don't ever forget.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
There are many self-proclaimed Christian commentators on TV, radio, and the internet, and none of them speak so plainly and tell the whole and uncompromising truth of God's Word like Bradley Dean. Bradley applies the Word of God to current events and news like no one else. So, if you want the unfiltered truth from an authentic Christian perspective, I can't recommend anyone higher than Bradley Dean and his team at the Sons of Liberty.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Hey, guys, I'm just trying to say it to you the way you need to hear it. Take it how you will. We're not going to sit there and sugarcoat a message that it's supposed to be equated to salt, not sugar, right? Salt putrefies. It stops the putrefaction. Stops moral decay. Apparently, we didn't want to listen to that warning from John Adams when he said to us long ago, decadence follows what? Decadence follows luxury. And Americans have forgotten their God in their prosperity. Deuteronomy 6:12, not a good place to put yourself. But I do want to say this, and this is, again, the point that I just wanted to make real quick here, is the fact that we have to, like John Peter Muhlenberg, we have to do what he commanded us to do, because it's something that we need to understand and make it applicable to our times. There is a time for all things, a time to preach and a time to pray. but there's also a time to fight, and that time has now come. Hey, folks, what you need to do, learn a lesson, is you need to quit allowing the government, the said representatives, and the conspiracy theorists and the useful idiots that are covering for those that are responsible for conspiracy. Folks, it's a criminal element, and it has been for decades in anybody's country when you allow them to do the things that they have done. It's, and I'll show you that in just a moment here, but I do want you to understand this. You got to quit allowing them to define an enemy for you. You notice how everybody's always guilty except who's guilty in this country? You know, war is when the government tells you who the bad guy is. Reformation is when you decide that for yourself and you actually do something about the problem. And that's exactly the lesson that we need to learn from the likes of our forefathers. Also wanted to give you a heads up really quick, folks. If you want to call in, 281-845-4704. Do not wait until the last segment, please. 281-845-4704. If you go to our schedule, wanted to show you that we are going to be in Ormond, Florida next week. We're also going to be in Pensacola, Florida next week. If you'd like to see that schedule, please go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and go over to the schedule and you will find it there. Let me go over to this, folks, really quick. And again, I want to let you hear this. This is John Adams during his documentary, been to the church in none other than Williamsburg. And It's pretty awesome, just the history that our forefathers have bestowed upon us. And I want you to hear this because you need to all understand that your rights do not come from the generosity of the state, as John F. Kennedy rightly said. I get so many thoughts, folks. Hey, guys, you know, the case in point, conspiracy. Did you know that after John F. Kennedy was assassinated, did you know that 81% of the American people didn't believe the Warren Commission or the government concerning the lying stories that the mainstream media sold to them? 81%. Hey, what defines a conspiracy? So let's say since 1963. Seven. Okay, so if we go to 1963, let's just do the math real quick. 1963 to 2025 minus, what are we going to get? What's going to be the outcome? 2025, so we got 25 years. Okay, and so what happens when we just kind of allow the government to seal the documents concerning the John F. Kennedy assassination? Does that define a conspiracy for you, that it's taken this many years? Hey, folks, 67 years for your government to release the file on the assassination of John F. Kennedy. Oh, and by the way, did I tell you who it leads right back to? It leads right back to the CIA and the Mossad, who work hand in glove. Remember that CIA that was appointed to destabilize nations? Oh, I'm getting ahead of myself. But hey, Americans, what defines a conspiracy? Does it define a conspiracy when, again, your own president is shot down in cold blood? He was shot down like a dog, said the former FBI agent. Does it define a conspiracy when you're the mistress and the president of the United States, John Lyndon Johnson, comes out, and I'm talking about Lyndon Baines Johnson. Isn't it interesting that they, both of them, we have on the video, we have it on film, and Lady Bird had it in her book that John, or that Lyndon had forecasted the murder 2 weeks prior, that John F. Kennedy, that SOB will never embarrass me again. And the American people for 67 years allowed their government to seal the guilt of those that murdered their own president. That's called the truth falling in the street. Just talking out loud. Now what's come out, and guess what's being redacted? Mossad, the CIA. Guess what's being redacted, friends? Those that were responsible for the assassination. America, you allowed your own government to murder your own president and get away with it for 67 years. Who's going to be held accountable now? They're all dead. Who's going to be held accountable, Americans? Hey, if that's not a conspiracy, there's no such thing as a conspiracy. They covered the conspiracy for 67 years. And what did the mainstream media do? And corruption in the halls of government? They told you that you're a conspiracy theorist to even suggest anybody but Lee Harvey Oswald did the shooting. By the way, a great majority of the American people never believed that neither. Let's go over to John Adams really quick, and I want you to listen to this carefully and do understand what he's telling you is the absolute truth. Listen, John Adams, he's at a church, pulpit, preaching.
Let it be known that British liberties are not the grants of princes or parliaments. That many of our rights are inherent and essential. Agreed on as maxims and established as preliminaries even before Parliament existed.
Listen carefully.
We have a right to them, derived from our Maker.
You listen carefully.
Our forefathers have earned and bought liberty for us at the expense of their ease, their estates, their pleasures,
their blood.
And their blood. Liberty is not built on the doctrine that a few nobles have a right to inherit the earth. No! No!
Wow.
It stands on this principle.
Wow. Who are the American people submitted to?
Of the people
are, who are they submitting to?
By the unalterable,
unconstitutional, tyrannical orders.
Of nature, as well entitled to the benefit of the air to breathe, light to see, food to eat, and clothes to wear as the nobles or the king.
Listen.
That is liberty. And liberty will reign in America.
Well, at least for 248 years. I mean, this all reminds me, and I got to make the point because I'm just being led here, Romans 8:14. Do you guys remember, and I always come back to this analogy because it's a perfect one for the American people to understand what's going on. During the pandemic, matter of fact, they call her Whitmer, Gretchen Whitmer. The CIA planted governor that in that state that has been attacking the people in Michigan since she's been there. It's interesting that the Supreme Court told the people in the state of Michigan that Gretchen Whitmer, over 1,000 unconstitutional bills, speaking of which, concerning the pandemic, the crisis, She was targeting businesses just like all the other governors were. And did you know that during that time that the governors were targeting businesses, did you know that billionaires worldwide aggrandized their wealth to 27% increase? Americans, isn't it interesting how Planned Parenthood remained open, liquor stores remained open, strip joints remained open, and all of the corporate stores that they drove you to all remained open? But not the small businesses. Do you remember going back to Gretchen Whitmer again? By the way, she's friends with the Soros. She's Soros funded, just like many other attorney generals across the United States, and friends with governors. Nobody's talking about indictment there or justice with that war criminal. And though he's an international war criminal across the world, we somehow or another look at him as being a completely different person than what he's really responsible for. Because again, the American people fail to judge him according to his fruit. They just listen to what he says, right? But go back to Gretchen Whitmer. Do you remember that? Over 1,000 unconstitutional bills, the Supreme Court of that state comes out and says they're all illegal. None of them stand constitutionally. And do you remember, friends, after that happened, the people in Michigan rejoiced. But when you went out, that was a Friday. On a Saturday, if you went out, guess who they were obeying? Were they obeying the law that keeps them free? Nope. Or were they listening to the tyrant who didn't have the constitutional authority to do so in the first place? They were listening to the tyrant. Man, there's a lot of people that are enslaved that just don't realize that they're enslaved. Americans, for you to suggest that you're free today, you are sadly mistaken. And we need to be free. And the way that we are free is we stand up against what's going on here, because there is no lawful authority for anybody to do the things that they're doing to the American people in any sense of the word. By the way, I see the phone call up there, guys. I have no name. I have no information on that person. Until I get it, I'm not going to pull it up. Just letting you know. Let's go to the next topic really quick, and I'm going to pull it up right after this next break. I just want to let you know, if you want to, I got enough content here, friends, for another 3-hour show, to say the least. But I do want to say, I'm going to change the topic when we come back. If you want to call in, go to Sons of Liberty media.com. Phone number's up there. That phone number is 1-281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. And if you want to check us out on social media platforms, please do. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com and or BeforeIt'sNews.com. And you can go ahead and get your content from there, friends, because we're getting it from those that are a part of the culture war, those that are in the fight, because people are fighting back concerning what's going on here. We'll come right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBSRadio.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic, without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life: books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and check out our store today. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty. Just a quick heads up. Not only will we be doing events in Pensacola, Florida, but we will also be doing the Sons of Liberty Conference with Alex Newman and other guest speakers to be announced. This will take place at Grace Community Church, 1060 West Granada Boulevard, Ormond Beach, Florida, just outside of Daytona, April 22nd, 2025 at 6 to 8 p.m. Hope to see you there. Let us not be found amongst the common herd, friends, as you are to be the compeers of angels, nay, as you are far higher than they, and one with Christ, and as the precious blood has been your ransom price, walk as becometh saints. Hey guys, just wanted to let you know as well. I try to let you know everything within the hour that I've got. I mean, folks, I am spraying. I am just unloading all of this content the best way that I can. That needs to take precedent concerning what's going on here, because it's going to come around again until the American people stand up and put them in their lawful spot and hold the guilty accountable for their crimes. Common sense comes into play. And what's worse is you got constitutional provision to do it, and yet it sits there and it lays dormant. That's crazy. It's like someone trying to break into your house and you have a shotgun right behind the door. And you refuse to grab the gun, and I'm talking about to enforce the law lawfully. I'm not talking about a crime. I'm talking about holding those that are guilty of committing the crime. And yet, instead of grabbing your gun and defending you and your family, what you do is you just let it sit there and lay dormant. You just kick the gun to the side and you keep letting them do what they do. Put that up against Amos 6:3. Here, so let's change topics. If you want to call in, final segment, 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Here, I want you to see this really quick. State lawmakers are looking to ban non-existent chemtrails. It could have real-life side effects. Do you see what the media is doing, friends? This is what you've allowed them to do to you and your families for decades in this country. They deny, and what they do is they try to turn it on the people that are calling them out for what they're guilty of. They say it's now it's non-existent, or in fact what it is, friends, it's a conspiracy theory. Well, that's funny, because this Communist Network News here, folks, they have less than 2 million viewers every day, but they blow themselves up because they want you to believe that they're the majority when, in fact, nothing could be further from the truth. Remember, the enemy's tactic is cause you 345 million people coming from the 1.7 million people in the, or 1.7% of the population. They want you to believe that they're the majority and you're the minority. That's how they're getting away with what they're getting away with, because you believe the lies. Just ask Joseph Goebbels. But CNN is saying that chemtrails are completely non-existent. They don't exist. Really? That's kind of crazy, because if you look online, here's the mainstream media doing their best to cover for the criminals again and the conspirators, because they are. Isn't it interesting? CNN says state laws are looking to ban non-existent. That's what they said. That's the headline. Okay. Isn't it interesting? Tennessee passes chemtrail bill banning airborne chemicals that are being sprayed down on the people by their own government. Isn't it interesting that Tennessee, there's quite a few ads here. Isn't it interesting that they're doing the same thing in Iowa? They're banning chemtrails from being sprayed down on the people. They're looking to do the same thing in Florida. Oh, folks, don't ask me. Just go ahead and look. But yet, CNN said it's non-existent. And yet, it's in the congressional record. Matter of fact, a couple states out on the East Coast just banned chemtrails. What are chemtrails? That's where the government, and put it up against the judgment of God again, one of them in particular, Deuteronomy 28:24. What does it say? That he would rain down powder and it will add pestilence and it will destroy you. That's exactly what they're finding. Here, let me go ahead and play this. Now, the video is kind of lame. The audio is perfect. So those listening to the radio, you're going to hear this perfectly. But I want you to listen carefully as to what CNN once again tells you is non-existent. Go ahead and listen to this, folks.
A strange substance found by a Southwest Arkansas.
This is the mainstream media, one that was willing to tell you the truth in their confusion.
Chemtrails now getting widespread attention. Well, tonight, Bayplay News 12 investigation reporter Jeff Farrell shows us the result of...
But it doesn't exist, according to CNN, folks.
It seemed like some mornings it was just crisscrossing the whole sky. They were just... It was just like a giant checkerboard.
Bill Nichols snapped several photos of the strange clouds from his home in Stamps, Arkansas. They begin as normal contrails from a jet engine, but do not fade away like a normal contrail. Soon after, he saw particles in the air.
You know, because we'd see it drop to the ground in a haze.
Nichols then noticed the material collecting on the ground.
This is water and stuff that I collected in bowls. I had it set out in my backyard on my dad's pickup truck.
KSLA News 12 had the sample tested at a lab. The results? A high level of barium.
Wow.
6.8 parts per million.
Wow.
More than three times the toxic level set by the EPA.
Wow. So your government, hey, folks, the media wants you to believe it's non-existent. But the devil here, he blurted out the truth in his confusion through one of his useful idiots. And this report goes on and it goes on and it goes on concerning the findings, concerning those particles that have fallen to the ground. And when they were tested, they found out that they were chemicals that you and I are breathing in. This has been going on in Minneapolis since 1968. It's amazing to me that anybody would listen to CNN, Fox News, NBC. You know, in many cases, if you want the truth, you have to go overseas, because they'll tell you what the American media and the useful idiots won't tell you. Isn't that crazy how that works? I mean, BBC told you the truth. Not that they're any better, but they're willing to tell you what your own people are unwilling to tell you. And it's also interesting to note that the useful idiots that are denying it, they're breathing in these chemicals as well. And so if you want to know why people are dying of congestion, notice that these are being sprayed over what? Populated areas. In Minnesota this morning, again, friends, spraying chemicals down all over the place like mad. What are they doing? They're creating drought. Ask the farmers. Why are the states rising up? Because people are beginning to realize that this is not a theory. In fact, it is a conspiracy. I mean, what else do we need to cover concerning how your said representatives are playing the Judas on the American people before the people fight back? Well, the people are fighting back. Remember, over the last couple of days, I had highlighted the fact that much of what you're seeing overseas with the Muslims, now they're taken to the streets in the tens to hundreds of thousands, saying and demanding deportation of those illegals coming in from the Middle East because they know what they're guilty of. See, they're responding after the fact. Because they didn't, they wanted to believe the media they say they don't believe in. They hold to truth and unrighteousness. Micah 6:16 as well. Romans 1:16. That was the reference I was giving you. Isn't it crazy? Who lies to you more than politicians in the media, and yet you don't believe them, but you allow them to go ahead and spray chemicals down on you? But as long as the mainstream media tells you guys they're not chemicals and they're non-existent, then just go ahead and listen to that. And then when you die from the pestilence, don't look at me and say my blood or your blood is on my hands, because it isn't. I'm free from your blood. I wanted to highlight something else here for you too, friends, because I just brought this up yesterday. You guys all know how the little plastic queen, Kristi Noem, who is losing mad respect from the people real quick, who came out yesterday, I played the video for you, the audio for you, concerning taking the real ID. And people are now standing up and saying, absolutely, do not take the ID. But did you know that Thomas Massie took the time to tell the American people that the real ID that they've been now implementing under Donald Trump, because he's for you, right? The real ID is a 2005 George Bush-era Patriot Act, which should be called the Act of Tyranny, friends, because it's unconstitutional. But he said the George Bush-era Patriot Act overreach that went completely unenforced. That is until Donald Trump got into office, because all of his idolaters look at Donald as saying he could never do something like that. And it's all sold to the American people under the guise of for your security. It's always sold to you, America and Americans, as for your security. But as it's being sold to you for your security, why don't you ask the people that are selling you for your security as to what they're responsible for, considering the tax that they make on the American people on a 24/7 basis? Because this real ID does just that. It's playing out to be more intrusive. They're putting up cameras everywhere without the authority, throughout delegated authority from the American people. And who's it all aimed at? Is it aimed at them, friends? Nope. It's all aimed at you, the American people. Folks, let's say it this way. It's a good thing you got some people telling you the truth. But I'll tell you what's even better is those, because I can tell you those people that are telling you these inconvenient truths, they're not looking for the praise of men. They're looking for the praise of God. The way that you say thank you is stand up, turn around, and begin to understand who the enemies are, friends. And I'm going to end the show with this. Don't allow the government to tell you who the bad guys are, because you already know who they are. The fact of the matter is, friends, if you knew the Constitution premised on the Word of God, you would have known this a long time ago. And it's not those enforcing the law, it's those that are breaking the law. Love you by what we do. See ya.